Be it superstition or just an apparition, you suddenly appeared inside my heart. Does this strange romance stand a ghost of a chance?
Welcome to From the Bleachers. I'm your host, as always, Seamus Clancy, coming to you from the wonderful Bleeding Green Nation Radio Podcast Network. Now, I haven't spoke to you all since the draft. I took last week off, did some moving, moved to a new apartment, different part of the city. Had to wait to get my recording set up going. I got my Patrick Robinson pick six poster, or I should say autograph picture. Got my Wonder Years banner up, some comic book art I got over here. I'm ready to go now. I got my new Alabama hat I bought on eBay. Got a rep Alabama with Jalen Hurts and Devontae Smith here. And I'm also rocking this new Watchmen t-shirt I got from Brave New World. It's the best comic book store in Philly. And this is obviously, this is more apparent if you're watching on YouTube. Obviously, you can listen to this both on Apple and Spotify or whatever podcast platform that you use. But additionally, I'm going to keep coming up with the YouTube content. Be sure to check us out on there. Subscribe to our channel. Like, favorite, give us a nice comment on there. And we'll keep doing with that. And we're also our great newish, she's been here for a bit, Rachel will be posting some of these clips on Instagram to just give us that multi-platform greatness that we aspire to here with BGN. Okay, so I'm recording this 4:11 p.m. Wednesday. And I'm not going to talk super a lot about the schedule itself. I feel like Jimmy and BLG might do an Eagles schedule breakdown today. We don't have all the info out, and I don't want the content to be obsolete by tomorrow when you're listening to this and it's up in your podcast feeds. But there are some things that are known, and they're less so about the Eagles than the other team that I have the most interest in, I think you should say, is a good way of saying it, maybe a positive way of saying it, is the Dallas Cowboys. And that's obviously way on the opposite end of the spectrum than our beloved Philadelphia Eagles. So one thing that I have been so angry about over the years is that the Cowboys have and have had for some time a built-in schedule advantage. And a lot of this comes down to the Thursday night situation and their Thanksgiving situation. I wrote an article about this for NBC Sports Philadelphia. Obviously, I'm all over the web. I write for BGN, you know, do my weekly mailbag comments on there, anything that comes up in this wonderful podcast. Also do some social media and written work at NBC2. Wrote this last fall. Since 2014, the Cowboys have played two Thursday games in every season with the exception of 2015. In those six seasons, including this year being 2020, the Cowboys' Thursday games have come in back-to-back weeks, playing on the Thursday following Thanksgiving every time. In two of those seasons, 2017 and 2018, they were home for both Thursday contests. That's an outrageous competitive advantage. Teams across the league loathe Thursday night contests because of the lack of rest and quick travel turnaround. Every time a team travels to Texas for that late afternoon Thanksgiving contest, they are immediately at a disadvantage as soon as they step off the plane there. So what happens this year? Obviously, the Cowboys are going to play on Thanksgiving. The Lions are going to play at home on Thanksgiving. That's a tradition that dates back to when FDR was president. It's been going on that long. It's that ingrained in the NFL history. And this year, again, the Cowboys are obviously going to play on Thanksgiving, but their other Thursday night game isn't in the middle of the season or following Thanksgiving like it has been in years past. It's week one. First of all, they aren't good enough as a team to warrant being that opening game opponent for the reigning champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So the Cowboys will go to Tampa Bay for that classic Thursday night opening game where the reigning champions are at home. Obviously, remember that when the Eagles played at home on Thursday in 2018 against the Falcons, a rematch of that divisional playoff series from the previous January. So the Cowboys are opening up the season. And I get it, like, the Cowboys are America's team. They're America's team. Man, man, man. We love the Cowboys and the star on the helmet and the cheerleaders and whatever. But the team stinks. They're not good to begin with. We don't know what's going to happen with Dak coming back from injury. Yeah, they got a lot of good skilled position players. Amari Cooper, CeeDee Lamb, Michael Gallup. I think Zeke's washed. We shall see. Their defense is a disaster. We shall see. Micah Parsons, terrible pick. I love what they did in the draft. I love it in the worst possible way. So now they have this opening game on Thursday. So the worst part about Thursday night football is it's like a 3 days worth of rest, and you're, you know, traveling and you're still hurting from that Sunday game. You're not ready. You can't get the best possible game plan out there. And the Cowboys are traveling this time for Thursday night football. How nice of them to finally travel to a road Thursday night football game. And they're not doing this on 3 days rest. They're doing this on 9 months rest. Outrageous disadvantage. Outrageous. That's not a real Thursday night football game. The first one isn't real. It's not in the middle of the season. You're not like grinding. You're not hurting. You're not like, oh my God, we just got the crap beat out of us on Sunday. Now we got to travel to this place on. We got to travel on Thursday to play the Bucs in Tampa, and Brady's going off and he might win MVP this year. They're not dealing with that. It's outrageous. I hate it. Jerry Jones is the shadow commissioner. I've been saying this for years. Maybe this is like way too deep conspiracy theory person, like you're in that meme where the person's like at the top of the iceberg and they're all the way at the bottom. I don't care what level I'm on. Jerry Jones wields the most power in the football world. The way I think Rich Paul, the clutch sports guy, LeBron's boy, runs the NBA, Jerry Jones is the shadow commissioner. Roger Goodell, nothing but a mere puppet for Jerry Jones. One another aspect of this that lends credence to my theory that the schedule is unbelievably and inarguably in the favor of the Cowboys every single season. So Warren Sharp at Sharp Football, smart guy. He's actually done some consulting work from the Eagles in the past, which that's another discussion in itself. But Warren Sharp yesterday, last night, was doing this research that he published might not be the right word, but tweeted out on Twitter. Says the NFL schedule hasn't been equitable nor fair. Although the rotational schedule's goal is competitive balance, over the last decade, the NFL hasn't paid enough attention to inequalities in player rest, health, safety, and team prep. Let's dive in. And he goes in and talks about, I spoke with coaches and front office personnel from multiple teams about which scheduling spots are most difficult. In no order, rest disadvantages, short week road games, games after playing on Sunday or Monday night on the road, 4 games in 17 days, negated bye weeks. So he analyzed scheduling spots over the last decade, so through 2020, previous decade through last season. And he came up with which teams played games with less rest than their opponents in that time span. Who has the most games? Who do you think has the most games with the least amount of rest compared to that opponents in that time frame? If you guessed the Philadelphia Eagles, you are correct. 43 games in that time span that they had less rest than their opponents. By far the largest mark in the league. The team that comes in second with the least amount of rest compared to their opponents is the New York Football Giants at 39. The third team coming in at 33 is the Seattle Seahawks, and 32 is Washington. So it just so happens that over the last decade, three of the four teams that were at competitive disadvantages in terms of rest with scheduling play in the NFC East and are the rivals of, obviously, the Dallas Cowboys. And where do the Cowboys come up on the list? They only have 25 games with less rest than their opponents in this time span. I think that's tied for 21st. So they're lower than everyone. For most teams, they're in that, you know, bottom third, or however you want to say it. So that they're getting the advantage compared to most of the teams in the league, but it's not so egregious that everyone is aware of it and is wise to it and understands what's going on. But I'm on to you, Jerry. I understand what you're doing. You're making it look like you have an advantage, but it's not so overwhelming. Everyone's like, what is this guy doing? How is this happening? How is this fair? You're being sly about it. I mean, hats off, you're doing it well. But I don't respect you. And then what else do we have here? We have the games with rest and the number of games opponents had extra time to prepare for. Eagles come in top, number 43. I should say 43 games in that time span. The Giants had 42, top two teams. What else do we have? Number of short week road games in that span. Who do you think the top three teams are? Take a wild guess, buddy, who the top three teams are with the amount of short week road games in the last decade. Two teams have 16, Washington, New York Giants. One team has 15, the Birds. Oh, just so conveniently, they also have the worst possible setup in terms of getting those road games on short weeks, which is the hardest thing to do in the league. It's so hard to win on the road to begin with, but doing it on a short week is darn near impossible. So that's happening. So that's happening to the Eagles. They are getting royally screwed. And as much as I hate the Giants and hate Washington, they're on the receiving end of this too. It's one of those, the enemy of my enemy is my friend type thing, right? That's the vibe, right? And I hate it. This shouldn't be allowed. It really, truly shouldn't be allowed. I hate it. It's mind-blowing. And, you know, we'll see what the Eagles schedule looks like. I guess this will be a short pod. We don't need to go crazy long here. Just get you, you know, some energy, some juice flowing, you know, post-draft. Had some fun with the draft at a lot of those locker room live shows. We're due for another one with me and BLG. So be on the lookout for that. Download the locker room app. Follow myself and BLG on there. And we did a lot of that for the draft, and it was really fun. I'm excited about the draft. Kind of took a week off again. I was moving and a little burnout, really. But we're going to definitely be doing some more coverage. There was a topic I wanted to discuss this week, a little bit more serious, the Deshaun Watson situation, the rumors circulating about him from the Eagles. I did want to kind of talk about the Cowboys in today, given the excitement around the schedule release, but I do want to cover that and likely will next week and sort of my infuriating feelings regarding the continued rumors that the Eagles are circling on Deshaun Watson, potentially acquiring him in a trade, depending on how his legal situation plays out. Again, I'm going to save that for another podcast. But yeah, and you know, next week maybe do a podcast. I'll do the Deshaun one, do a future one on, you know, ranking the best road trip games. I think that'll be fun, right? We know if we know where they're going, the games they're going on the road, but you don't know the order. It depends on, you know, what time of the year it is that you're going to these certain places, stuff like that. I know that Vegas is going to be a big trip for a lot of people. I've never been to Vegas as an adult, like a, you know, party boy, roller and gambling crazy person. I don't really know if that's my style. I don't think I'm a Vegas guy. Like, I like to have fun. I like to party a little bit, like the darty. I don't know. I don't think I'm cut out for Vegas. So I don't think I'll be going there this year. But they are scheduled to go to Denver, depending on the time of year. I'd love to go there. I've been trying to book a trip to Denver for the better part of the year. Like I scheduled it twice. I booked the flight and I had to cancel two different times because of the pandemic and COVID and everything going on. So hopefully finally I'm able to go this fall and, you know, make a little, you know, 5 or 6 day trip out of it. And also get to see the Birds at Mile High Stadium. I don't know what it's called. It's always like a bank or something at Mile High Stadium, but I'll call it Mile High. Probably going to bundle up, right? It's going to be a cold one there. Yeah, that's it for me. The Cowboys stink. I hate this. I'm sure we know some of the scheduling games that are already out. You know, the Eagles are playing Atlanta on the road week one, home against the Niners week two. But by the time you're listening, you probably know everything. And then maybe you're angry, you're mad, or you're happy. You're planning out what games you're going to go to and getting excited. So that's what the NFL is crazy, where they make events out of things that aren't actually events, like the schedule being released, or they turn the NFL draft into this crazy thing that rivals, you know, games of the season in terms of the attention that's put onto it. It's wild. It's good marketing, but also kind of like, how is this our world then? What we care about so much today is finding out the order of games. We're sickened, especially as Eagles fans. Yeah, I think that's it for me. Dallas sucks. You know, be sure to follow us again on Twitter, Instagram, at Bleeding Green. On Twitter, at BGN Radio, BGN _ Radio, I believe. On Twitter, Instagram, which I run, at Bleeding Green Insta. Always bringing some nice content on there to spruce up your week. Have some fun on there. Again, and you could also check out my Patreon subscription newsletter, just $2 per month. You get a new newsletter delivered to your email inbox every morning. So you're getting like 20 newsletters a month for $2. Well worth it. Like 800,000 words every day, 500, 800, whatever. It depends on what's going on. Talking Sixers, talking Eagles, talking Phillies, talking Flyers sometimes too. So check me out on there. If you like the podcast, like my tweets. Be fun. I actually wrote about the Cowboys thing today, this morning. I woke up, wanted to write about the Sixers, but clinching the top seed in the East, but then they lost last night to Indiana, so I couldn't do that. But then I saw the Cowboys had the opening game against Tampa Bay. And I was just like, what the F? We got to cover that. I got to talk about this. I even wrote in the newsletter, I got a podcast about this today because I have so many feelings bundled up. Yeah, that's it for me. At Seamus Clancy on Twitter and Instagram. Talk to you soon. Keep bleeding green.
BGN.